If he didn't want to be kind, a whole range of words were just hanging in the air. They looked up without much interest. "This is faith, prudence, grace and comfort," said the lady of the house. "The night shift has not yet come on, I'm afraid." "I'm sure these beauties will be a great education for my roaring boys," said the sergeant. "But may I be so bold as to inquire about your name, madame?"
"I'm Mrs. Smotherer, sergeant."
"And do you have a first name, may I ask?"
"Dolores," said Mrs. Smother. "To my special friends."
"Well now, Dolores," said Jackram, and there was another jingle of coins in his pocket. "I will come right out with it and be frank, because I can see you are a woman of the world. These frail blossoms are all very well in their way, for I know the fashion these days is for ladies with less meat on them than a butcher's pencil. But a gentleman such as me, who has been around the world and seen a thing or two, well, he learns the value of maturity." He sighed. "Not to mention hope and patience." The coins jingled again. "Perhaps you and I might retire to some suitable boudoir, madame, and discuss the matter over a cordial or two." Mrs. Smother looked from the sergeant to the lads, glanced back in the anteroom, and looked back at Jackram with her head on one side and a thin, calculating smile on her lips.
"Yes," she said. "You're a fine figure of a man, Sergeant Smith. Let us take a load off your pocket, shall we?"
She joined arm in arm with the sergeant, who winked roguishly at Polly and Shufty. "We're well set then, lads," he chuckled. "Now, just so's you don't get carried away, when it's time to go, I'll blow my whistle, and you'd better have finished what you're doing. Ha 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 ha, and meet me sharpish. Duty calls. Remember the fine traditions of the ins and outs."
Giggling and almost tripping up, he left the room on the arm of the proprietress.
Shufty sidled hurriedly up to Polly and whispered,
"Is Sarge all right, Elsa?"
"He's just had a bit too much to drink,"
said Polly loudly, as all four of the girls stood up.
"But he..."
Shufty got a nudge in the ribs before she could say any more. One of the girls carefully laid down her knitting, took Polly's arm, flashed her well-crafted expression of interest and said,
"You're a well-set-up young man, aren't you? What's your name, dear?"
"I'm Gracie."
"Oliver," said Polly.
"And what the hell is the fine tradition of the ins and outs?"
"Ever seen a woman with no clothes on before, Oliver?"
The girls giggled. Polly's brow wrinkled as, just for a moment, she was caught unawares.
"Yes," she said, "of course."
"Oh, it looks like we got ourselves a regular Don, Jew and girls,"
said Gracie, stepping back.
"We may have to send out for reinforcements. Why don't you and me and Prudence go off to a little nook I know, and your little friend will be the guest of faith and comfort. Comfort's very good with young men, ain't you, Comfort?"
Sergeant Jackram had been wrong in his description of the girls. Three of them were indeed several meals short of a healthy weight, but when Comfort got up out of her large armchair, you realised that it had in fact been quite a small armchair, and had mostly been Comfort. For a large woman she had a small face, locked in a piggy-eyed scowl. There was a death's head tattoo on one arm.
"He's young," said Gracie. "He'll heal. Come along, Don Juan."
In a way, Polly was relieved. She didn't take to the girls. Oh, the profession could bring anyone down, but she'd got to know some of the town's ladies of uneasy virtue, and they had an edge she couldn't find here.
"Why do you work here?" she said as they entered a smaller, canvas-walled room. There was a rickety bed, taking up most of the space. "You know, you look a bit too young to be that sort of customer," said Gracie.
"What sort?" said Polly.
"Oh, Holy Joe," said Gracie. "What's a girl like you doing in a place like this and all that stuff? Feel sorry for us, do you? At least if someone cuts up rough, we've got Gary outside, and after he's finished with the bloke, the colonel gets told and a bastard gets bunged in clink."
"Yeah," said Prudence. "From what we hear, we're the safest leaders within 25 miles. Old Smother's not too bad. We get money to keep and we get fed and she don't beat us, which is more than can be said for husbands. And you can't wander around loose now, can you?"
Jackram put up with Blouse because you've got to have an officer, Polly thought. If you don't have an officer, some other officer will take you over. And a woman by herself is missing a man, while a man by himself is his own master. Trousers, that's the secret. Trousers and a pair of socks. I never dreamed it was like this. Put on trousers and the world changes.
We walk different. We act different. I see these girls and I think, idiots, get yourselves some trousers.